This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. You've been hearing about Republican Chris Christie's 60-38% win for a second term as governor of New Jersey and Democrat Terry McAuliffe's more narrow 48-45% victory in Virginia. Back in the landslide category, Bill de Blasio, the next mayor of New York City, he won 73% of the vote and becomes the first Democrat to run New York in nearly a quarter century by focusing on this theme.
That inequality, that feeling of a few doing very well, while so many slip further behind. That is the defining challenge of our times.
Marketplace's Sabri Benisher is here live with some numbers about the inequality that Mayor-elect de Blasio will inherit.
Well, David, according to the Census Bureau, income inequality in the New York City region is higher than any other major metropolitan region in the country. So taking the whole city, Brooklyn to the Bronx, if you are in the bottom 20% in New York, your income on average is about $9,000 a year. If you're in the top 20%, you make on average $223,000 a year. So otherwise put, the top 20% of the population makes about 25 times what the bottom 20% makes. And if you look at the top 5%, well, they make 50 times what the bottom makes. The poverty rate is also up, went from 18.5% before the recession. Now it's up to 21%. That said, the Bloomberg administration points out that other cities saw poverty rates rise by more than that. And in the past decade or so, the city went from having the sixth highest poverty rate for big cities to the 13th.
Marketplace's Sabri Benisher, thank you very much.